Hey, beautiful people. So just giving you an update, if you didn't know already, there is a big movement happening at Old Parliament House in Canberra at the moment. And basically the Australians are rising up. My mate just sent me a live video today. There's people turning up from Queensland, from Melbourne, from Adelaide, from Sydney. So if you guys have got some motivation up your sleeve and you want to go do something for Australia and for the world and for the children, I highly recommend you jump in your car, fill up with fuel, fill up with food, and drive down there to Old Parliament House. As many numbers as we can get. More people are turning up by the hour, but we'd like to get thousands and thousands more. Get really good videos while you're there. Connect with all the people, talk to all the people, empower everybody. This is the time where the world is awakening, the world is rising up. And yeah, sometimes you have to put fuel in your car and you have to drive somewhere and do things that are going to cost you money. But what's more, costing you money for fuel or losing your freedom. That's the what you don't want to lose. So I highly suggest if you've got a bunch of mates, get in the car, chuck in some fuel, wherever you are around Australia, and head down to Old Parliament House at Canberra and support the people who are rising up against our tyrannical government. The police don't want to know about it. Okay, they've had enough. They realize what's going on. The AFP don't want to know about it. They know what's going on. So basically, this is about keeping the pressure on the politicians, keeping the pressure on all these sadistic bastards that so-called leaders that are rolling out this draconian legislation, law, bills, forced vax, all this crap, facial recognition, tracking, scanning, login, QR codes, fuck it all off. It all needs to go. We don't need any of it. We don't need no international travel. We need the travel opened up, the borders opened up, the jobs back to normal, and stop crashing our economy. Stop attacking our food supply and our food chain. And let's get these so-called fucking unelected leaders out of parliament, out of our country, and put them in prison where they fucking belong. It's a global, worldwide pedophile network. That's who's running the show, guys. These people are half humans. They're literally not even human. This is going to be common knowledge in the coming future. We're going to see that we've been fighting against basically non-human beings that are connected to off-world entities, that worship off-world entities, that drink blood, that steal energy, that rape children. They're the people who are in power. They're the ones who think they're in power, but we are now realizing that with unification, this all falls apart. With voting with your dollars, voting with your energy, and working with the people around you to create a better world, having the knowledge and information around health, vitality, esoteric wisdom. This is how we end this, guys. So get down to Old Parliament House, okay? No one really has an excuse not to get down there. Everyone has excuses, but what will it take for you to lose more of your freedom, for them to try and implement martial law? Will it take you to wake up when they try and throw you in a re-education camp? Okay, these things should be burnt to the fucking ground. Why are we even putting them up? A fake virus, a phantom virus. People are getting hammered with 5G frequencies, with geoengineering, okay, with protein spike shedding from the bioweapon, which is in the vaccine, which is common knowledge now. It's mainstream science. Okay, this needs to stop now. You need to stop talking about vaccines, stop talking about COVID, because you don't have COVID. You never have COVID. No one ever had COVID. This is a bioweapon. This is an attack on humanity. This is depopulation. This is about tracking. This is about implementing a cashless society and crashing the economy. It's a controlled demolition of the economy. It's to wipe out the middle class. It's to make you so poor, tired, sick, and run down that you can't even afford petrol to go to a protest. They want to have it so it costs you $50 to buy a loaf of bread, so you can't even service your car. So when there is another protest in the future, you won't even be able to make it there because you'll be locked out financially. You'll be locked out spiritually. You won't even be able to go down the street because you won't be able to afford to do anything. That is the system they want to implement, and we can stop that right now. We have a very, very good chance of turning this around. There is an uprising happening all around the world, and even with the censorship that's going on across the internet, 98% of the internet has been censored. The truth is still coming out. Now imagine that censorship wasn't there. Imagine the news that would be flooding the feeds every single day of all the countries and all the people standing up against their tyrannical governments around the world. And you have to remember, the governments are run by people like you and me. Your friends and family and people you know are working for the government. They're working for Spur. They're working for the TGA. They're sitting in the doctor's offices. These are brainwashed people that you need to wake up, and we need to hold them accountable. Because ultimately, Vanguard and BlackRock, these are the organizations, these are the bloodlines, these are the families which are running the United Nations. They're running the World Health Organization. They're running the CDC. It's all a fraud. It's all inverted. The Western medical system is a depopulation system. When will you wrap your head around that? The mainstream news is a Nazi propaganda, okay? Disinformation, information system. That's what it is. It's a disinformation system which is designed to coerce your mind, to keep you in a narrative of fear, scarcity, and lack, and make you so confused that you do not understand what's going on. So you need to turn off the news. Your focus needs to be attacking the mainstream news at all times. Have you noticed on YouTube that they've deleted the comment sections for all the mainstream news posts? Because they're getting so smashed by smart people, they actually had to disconnect the comment section. Because you look at the comments, and it's thousands of people calling them out. So when they walk the streets, when they come to your town, when you see them recording anywhere, stop your car, get out and go up and hassle them. This is the information war. Do not let them report in your town, okay? Do not watch the mainstream news. Turn it off and post all over your feeds that it's nothing but lies and disinformation, and do not stop. You need to be relentless now. Okay, guys? You need to be relentless on all levels. And I'm talking when you're in a shopping center and you're buying food, do not buy the cheaper garbage with the packaged crap and all the numbers and the processed things and the canola oils and the artificial flavors and colors. Okay? Love yourself. Vote with your dollars. Do not give any money to these corporations and they will cease to exist. If you do not buy the cheap hummus, the cheap tabbouleh, the cheap this, the garbage in it, it will cease to exist. Do not buy the crap milks, the inorganic products. Do not fund it and they will disappear and you'll be left with only the good stuff. And then guess what? The good stuff will cost less. And then you'll be healthier. And then we'll be healthier. Okay, on all levels, this is an attack. So vote with your dollars. When you're at the post office, when you're in the shopping center, when you walk in the streets, talk to people, okay? Print out the documents, okay? Get your tablet, your iPad, your iPhone, and save all the links in your phone. So whenever a conversation comes up, go, hey, I'll send you this link. It's a really good bit of information. Watch it. It's really powerful. Have them in your phone ready. Have them printed in your car, and you hand them out and go, hey, here's all the links. Here's the information I've been talking about. When someone says, oh, show me some peer-reviewed fucking studies, go, here you go, motherfucker, here you go. Here's the studies, here's the documents, here's the science, here's the information. Have you been fucking living under a rock, mate? What's going on? Everybody knows this shit now. Turn it around. Use your mind control on these people and coerce them to wake the fuck up. Because once they're awake, they never fall back asleep, guys. So this is a call out. Don't get complacent. Just because things have been dialed back for a little bit now, don't get complacent. Okay, I'm watching the comments on my Telegram. There's not as many comments now because people are just going back into their selfish, addictive behavior. Oh, I can go out now. I can go to the beach again. I can do this. I'm not going to do the activism. I'm just going to chill. And what? And then the sledgehammer comes in 3 months' time. They try to implement martial law. They try and throw you in a prison camp. And then you get motivated again. You have to stay motivated and you have to stay consistent. The only thing the deep state have is their consistency. If we're consistent, if we're unified, we can end this shit in the next couple of months and then we can have the best version of Earth we've ever had since we've been here. Okay? So put the time and effort in now while we're free. While we can letterbox drop. While we can talk. While we can still put things in people's minds. In the future, if we go down a draconian style situation, you'll get done for thought crimes. You won't even be able to go into your electric car and drive anywhere because they will lock you out of your electric car and you won't even be able to buy a piece of meat from the shops because you'll be over your carbon credit limits. The facial recognition will catch you walking into town and you'll be sent off to a fucking prison camp. Now, do you want that? Or do you want to put a bit of time and effort in right now? Okay, to change the world forever. We are on the precipice now. We are in the midst of the biggest global awakening ever in history. People are waking up everywhere. Doctors, nurses, scientists, military, normal people, people in the matrix, rich people, poor people, religious people, everybody is waking up. So this is the time to keep the pressure on until this energy, this enemy, these entities that we're fighting, these non-physical beings that are hijacking humans in their skin suits, okay, who are raping children, who are drinking their blood, who are using humans as batteries for food. That's the world we live in. That's what's happening, okay? These are the people we're fighting, okay? And the inner battle is remaining balanced. It's remaining present. It's remaining consistent. It's staying healthy and understanding that we are being poisoned on all levels, from the geoengineering, from the vaccinations, from the 5G phone towers, from the 4G phone towers, all right? These things in the future are gonna have to come down. Whether they bring out a new technology to block them, or they physically have to come down. That is what's going to have to happen. Okay, so you need to detox. You need to understand health. You need to understand vitality and how these things work, because this is how you get through. Otherwise, you'll be part of the 2/3 of the world's population who is up for decommission in the next 5 years. Once this 5G kill grid is up, let me tell you, they're going to turn the frequencies up and up and up, and it's going to be the frog in boiling water. And you're not going to know why you're sick, dead and dying and feeling like shit and not sleeping. And you got buzzing noises going through your head at nighttime. Your hair's falling out. You have no sex drive. You have brain fog and you can't even concentrate. You're tired. You're sore. You're inflamed. All the old injuries that you used to have now come back. Oh, gee, I wonder why. This is the plan, guys. This is the fucking plan. Set up the kill grid and turn it on and literally nuke the world's population and have them have an inflammatory response in the body, and that will be the end of us, okay? So do not allow that timeline to come on. This is when you show up. This is when you maintain your consistency, okay? So guys, if you can get down to Canberra, get down there. I mean now, pack your car, chuck in some fuel, chuck some food in, and off you go. Bring up a bunch of your friends and go, let's fucking do this. Make videos while you're down there. Connect to the people. Get psyched. Take banners. Okay? Run a meditation down there. Bring your musical instruments. Get people singing. Get people dancing. Motivate people. Do whatever the fuck you want. You can do anything you want on this planet right now. And what are you going to do? Sit around on the internet? Or you're going to get out and take action in the real world as well. Connect with real people. Go down there and hug people. Give people a hug and a pat on the back and shake their hand and go, thank you for turning up. Thank you. Give them the motivation. Inspire them to be better. This is what we're here to do. This is what gives you your badges and your stripes of honor. This is the initiation, guys. Okay? Get fucking motivated. Get excited. Don't worry about the weather. Don't worry about the circumstances. You just fucking go. You get in your car and you fucking get down there. Anyway, beautiful people, this is Nate Mack signing out. You've got the word. You've got the calling. You know what you have to do. Let's fucking do this.